The financial crisis affected everyone, but who was to blame? Was it borrowers and investors? In the years before the financial crisis, money was cheap. Borrowers and investors, like Bob and Ingrid here, found it easy to borrow, invest, and scrape off the profit. It seemed so easy, everyone wanted in, including people like Chuck.
That's me.
Was it subprime mortgages? Chuck lives here in Cleveland, Ohio. Before the crisis, Chuck's city was at the center of a US housing boom. Yeah! Here's Chuck's house, bought with a subprime mortgage loan, meaning a loan he couldn't really afford to repay. So when interest rates went up, many people, like Chuck, struggled to keep up. And when house prices fell, the bank asked for its money back, and millions, like Chuck, lost their homes. So, was it the bank's fault? Years earlier, rules on mortgage lending were relaxed, and as long as house prices kept rising, banks could make money, even lending to people like Chuck. They also borrowed massively to invest in complex financial products, many of them linked to those same risky subprime mortgages. But when the housing market nosedived, the banks faced enormous losses. Some, like Northern Rock and Lehman Brothers, went bust. Banks stopped lending and the whole financial system seized up. So where were the regulators? Here's Alan Greenspan, former chair of the US Federal Reserve. He's been criticized for keeping interest rates too low for too long, allowing the housing bubble to grow. When it burst, he said he'd made a mistake, thinking the financial system could regulate itself. So after the crash, banking regulations were reformed, lending rules were tightened, making borrowing more difficult.